you know what? I've just popped a little bit of that chocolate in my mouth, just a tiny little taste, and I'm blown away with that. It just is completely infused with the most amazing orange.
It is. It's one of those orange spice infused chocolates. This is. I'm going to use it in this really, really cheaty pudding. Little chocolate pots, and it's using this as the flavour. And essentially, it's this, some cream and milk mixed together, an egg, so a little bit of sugar, and then mix it all together and pour it in little pots and put it in the fridge. And then you can, you know, you could put a bit of blob of whipped cream on top if you wanted, but actually just scrummy. And the flavour's all there already. And I know it's, I mean, it's a terrible cheat, but I think actually when a cheat's a good thing like this...
What's cheating about it? Hang on, our cream is bubbling over there. No, we've saved it. Look at that, we've just boiled up. There's about 300, 400 millilitres of almost boiled over double cream.
That was cream, that was about 150 mils of cream and then 200 of milk, so it's actually relatively healthy.
Wow.
It's only a little bit of cream, actually. If you think this is going to make sort of six, it's going to be quite sort of intense little pots, but it's going to make six. So that's 150 mils of cream divided by six people. It's not very much.
So relatively inexpensive, because if you look at the cost of this, the two of these were on offer. They were, so the two bars of chocolate were £3.
I didn't even notice that.
Little drop of cream and some milk, if we count that as being about 60 pence worth. So, and a little bit of sugar. So if we said at the very, very most that this was going to cost an actual total of £4 to make, which brings these down to being, what? I can't even do the maths anymore.
70p each or something.
That's pretty good going, isn't it?
Right. I mean, it's the sort of thing, I think it's sort of posh enough to serve just as a little, you know, a little thing at the end of a, you know, dinner with friends and stuff. And it's, you know, it's nice. It's like, it's sort of a bit chocolate moussey, but it's not. And it's, but I think it's, you know, I think it's a good thing. And it's, and actually what's very good, because it's got all this chocolate in and it's got the cream and you put it in the fridge, it sets pretty quickly.
And chocolate has all these antioxidants in that are good for your skin.
Does it really?
It does.
Obviously, I'm eating not nearly enough chocolate. I'm just going to let the cream cool down. I've chopped up the chocolate and put it in a heatproof bowl. This cream and sugar and milk I've just brought to a simmer. It went actually to a boil because I took my eye off it. And I'm just going to let it cool down a bit because... If I pour the chocolate on, I want it hot enough to melt the chocolate, but not so hot that the chocolate seizes.
So this, in some ways, is a little bit like making a ganache.
It is. I mean, it's entirely like making a ganache. It's a ganache with some egg, and it's a lighter ganache because it's got milk. It's not all cream, so it's got a milk. It's got quite a lot of milk in it.
We're going to have to choose which egg we're going to use over here. We've got various eggs. This one here, the blue one, is Fenella's egg.
Okay.
And then we've got a large double yolker here by Dita, who is a bluebell chicken.
Crikey.
And then we've
got... Does that mean she's sort of like a dancing chicken, like the bluebell girls? I just tell you about this egg? This is conceivably the biggest chicken egg I've ever seen. She's gone through severe birthing pains to lay that one.
I've never seen an egg as big as this a chicken. I wonder how much it weighs.
Should we weigh it?
Yes, I think we should. Hang on. Let's put this on here. Now, the average egg, let's have a look here. We've got an average-sized egg over here from a normal chicken, which is actually from a chicken called Victoria. Here we go. That's 54 grams.
Okay, I'm going to use that one in my
book. This one...
It's 96 grams. I can't believe it. That's unbelievable. That is my... I mean, crikey. I mean, Elvis died laying one of those.
Right. Quite possibly. We should get back to this chocolate pot. Poor chicken. I really do. I wonder if this would could actually go into the world's Guinness Book of Records for the world's largest chicken egg.
I will be, you know, your independent witness and adjudicator if you want.
We've got two other chickens actually laying eggs, Lucas, in here. Just out of interest, how important is it to have to buy free range chicken eggs?
I think it's hugely important. I mean, I think free range should be your sort of bottom line in a sense, because free range means all sorts of different things. It can mean them living a beautiful bucolic existence, wandering free in orchards like your chickens here. It can also mean that essentially they're sort of in a barn and there's a hole that they can get outside and they have access, but not all of them, you know, get outside. So that's, so, you know, it depends on your free range. I mean, obviously, the former, where they're just, they're gambling free, if chickens can gamble, I don't
they
know.
They do. They have a wonderful time. They squitch all underneath the trees. And yeah, they do. They squitch.
That's very Harry Potter. Anyway, you're scritching. Yes, so you want your chickens, if your chickens are scritching and getting sort of grass seeds and pecking at all sorts of night and eating worms and insects and stuff that they find, that's brilliant because that's all going to, it means that A, they're happy and they're not having a hard time, but also they're going to, it's all the flavour's going to go into the egg as well. I mean, it doesn't mean they're going to taste like worms, but it means that you're going to get a lovely sort of richness.
So it is really, in essence, do you think it makes a difference to the final dish as well?
I think it does, undoubtedly. I mean, yes. I mean, when I was little, we had some chickens. I remember, to this day, we had some chickens which are called marrons, and they give the most amazing dark chocolate brown eggs with really good orange. You know, I think the colour, often you get the amazing sort of almost orange yolks in a good egg.
You were saying about that, and yet you identify my eggs in here almost instantaneously as being the Burford Brown.
I did. I mean, I think that's probably a more recent thing. I was sort of, that's probably from supermarket shopping, my familiarity there, actually.
Actually, Mabel Pearman's Burford Browns are actually by the Cotswold Leg Bar. There's a company, isn't there, that does them.
Well, no, I think the Cotswold Leg Bar not a, I don't know, I'm out of my...
I'm sure there's a Cotswold company that just do these amazing free-range chickens, but we can see mine from the kitchen.
I think the Leg Bar is probably another breed, but I may be completely, I'm sure you'll have...
Leg Bar usually does a white egg, I think.
Yes,
I think.
Or was it blue? I don't know, I can't remember.
But Araucana does a blue egg, but... Okay.
I'm out of my chicken knowledge.
Out of range. So this, coming back to this chocolate pot, that cooled down enough now? Can we use that cream?
Yeah, let's do it. If it seizes, then no pudding.
We'll give it to the children.
Okay. So I'm just going to pour this on.
And do we stir that while we're pouring?
I'm just going to let it sort of soak for a bit, actually, so that the chocolate sort of melts before we stir it in. And I think it'll just let them get to know each other. I'm just going to let that sit for a few minutes. So the chocolate's basically melted, and then I'm just going to whisk it together.
So we could, ideally then, as we whisk it together, we're going to pour it then into something really pretty and
dainty and gorgeous. I mean, it could go into I quite like the idea of those, maybe it going into those little Moroccan glasses or something, or like a little espresso cup,
or
thimble if you want to be very, very frugal about it and get lots of...
That is very frugal. Right, I should go and see what I can find.
So I poured the hot cream milk mixture and sugar mixture over the chocolate, which is all broken up. I let it stand for a minute or two just so the chocolate melted, and I've whisked it till it's smooth. And now I'm just going to whisk in. I've beaten an egg. I'm just going to whisk that in, and that's just going to help the whole thing come together. It's sort of like a chocolate pudding. I mean, it's an old school set chocolate pudding yumminess, but with the flavours of that, the cheats flavours of the chocolate, which has already got all those lovely scrummy orangey flavours.
Yeah. I suppose you could go for any flavour, really. You could go for mint, or you could go for vanilla, cherry, or anything.
Definitely. I mean, I wonder what would happen with some of those things that have got bits in. I wonder what would happen. You know, you don't know quite what the makeup of the thing is, and those things with bits are sort of like... you want something quite dark as well, because, I mean, you could do this with milk chocolate.
This wasn't too dark. This has got about 55% cocoa.
Yeah, exactly. If I was doing this with a darker chocolate, I put a little bit more sugar in, cut the sugar a bit, slipped with my hand, so probably a little bit more sugar than I'd want. But it'll be yummy and rich and scrumptious. So, and you can always water it down by pouring a little bit of cream on top. That's what I think.
Run me by the ingredients again, the amounts.
Okay, so we had 200 grams of the chocolate. We had 200 grams of milk, whole milk, about 40 grams of caster sugar, 150 grams of double cream. And I put the milk and cream and sugar in a pan, brought it to a simmer, broke up the chocolate, put it in a bowl, poured the let the cream just cool down a little bit, because if you put really hot cream onto the chocolate, it'll seize and turn all yucky. So then poured that onto the chocolate, let it sit for a minute, whisked it together, then whisked in a beaten egg. And that's it.
That's
and
really good. That's bowl. Actually very generous for six people.
It's what?
It's very generous for six people.
I think it probably is. I think I've maybe rich. Been... It's quite rich. Six is... But we'll see. Once it's in... Yes.
And a spare for us later.
And a spare for later. You know, that's the thing. You've got to have cook's perks. But yes, it is rather a lot for six. But, you know, eight. But, you know, it depends how hungry you are.
Six plus me.
Six plus you, plus me, plus, you know, whoever happens to come round unexpectedly.